With SRN News, I'm Ron Taylor. Florida is making preparations for the fourth named storm of the Atlantic hurricane season.
Debbie expected to make landfall in the Big Bend area in the northern part of the state Monday with strong winds, life-threatening storm surge, and up to 20 inches of rain. Governor Ron DeSantis says a hurricane warning is already in effect.
There's going to be a lot of trees that are going to fall down. You're going to have debris. You are going to have power interruptions.
Richard Pasch, senior hurricane specialist at the National Hurricane Center, says there's concern because Debbie will be moving slowly.
One of the big concerns is going to be very heavy rains and flooding with more than 20 inches of rain expected over some parts of the southeastern U.S.
He says Georgia and the Carolinas also in Debbie's sights. I'm Julie Walker.
Also at SRNnews.com, the debate over a Trump-Harris debate continues. White House correspondent Greg Clugston.
There are new doubts about whether Donald Trump and Kamala Harris will face each other before the November election. The former president says he's pulling out of a scheduled September 10th debate that he had with Joe Biden. Vice President Harris had agreed to that ABC debate, but Trump now says he'll appear on Fox News a week earlier. The Harris campaign says Trump is running scared and trying to back out. Greg Clugston, Washington.
Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu says Israel is already in a multi-front war with Iran and its proxies, while the U.S. and allies prepare to defend Israel from an expected counterstrike and prevent an even more destructive regional conflict. Tensions have soared following nearly 10 months of war in Gaza and the killing last week of a senior Hezbollah commander in Lebanon and Hamas' top political leader in Iran. Iran and its allies have blamed Israel and threatened retaliation. A White House advisor says we're doing everything possible to make sure that the situation does not boil over. You're listening to SRN News. Cleanup continues 2 weeks after Hurricane Beryl. Here's SRN's Bill Alexander, who has the story.
It's been more than 2 weeks since Southeast Texas was hit by a Category 1 hurricane. The storm left widespread power outages and devastated communities. The Christian Relief Agency Samaritan's Purse sent relief supplies and equipment, and volunteer teams are still on the ground clearing debris, tarping roofs, and mudding out homes. Volunteers are sharing the gospel and offering spiritual care. Bill Alexander, SRN News.
Texas has sued the Biden administration over a federal program that provides contraceptives to teenagers without parental consent. At issue is the Title X program, which gives minors access to confidential contraception. A Texas judge ruled that parents' approval was required, but the Biden administration issued a new rule that prevents Title X providers from requiring the consent of parents and guardians. More online at srnnews.com. This is SRN News. Correspondent Karen Chamas reports on ongoing questions about the quality of water of the Seine River for swimming at the Paris Olympics.
Bacteria levels in the river fluctuate constantly and daily water samples are tested so organisers can assess the risk and decide whether swims in the long polluted Paris waterway should go forward. Most recently, organisers have cancelled multiple test swims, 2024 spokesperson Anne Descamps.
We took the decision to cancel the swim familiarisation for the mixed triathlon.
The water quality in the Seine is linked closely to the weather. Heavy rains cause wastewater and runoff to flow into the river, causing bacteria levels to rise, while the sun's ultraviolet rays can kill the bacteria, and Paris has seen several downpours during the Games so far. I'm Karen Chamas.
You'll find more details, news, and analysis always online at srnnews.com. I'm Ron Taylor, and this is SRN News.